Hi, my name is Adam Welch, and I'm a program manager on the Visual C++ team. Today, we'll be talking to you about the new Visual Studio build tools that ships alongside the full version of Visual Studio 2017. Last year, we first introduced a new way to get the latest Visual C++ tools through a separate standalone installer that we called the Visual C++ build tools. This installer would only lay down the necessary C++ build tools, including things like MS Build, command prompts, C++ compilers and libraries, as well as various Windows SDK options. Even things like MFC and ATL were included. Besides the C++ build tools for native developers, there was also a standalone installer that provided the tools just for building MS Build managed applications called the Microsoft Build Tools. Now that we have introduced the new Visual Studio installer with Visual Studio 2017, we have created a version of Visual Studio called the Visual Studio Build Tools that leverages this new installer technology to enable a customizable install to cater to the needs of your build system. The Visual Studio Build Tools provides the tools needed for building both MS Build managed applications and native C++-based applications for your build lab scenarios, as well as a more granular set of options for C++, where you can pick individual features like MSC and ATL. Now let's take a quick peek at the Visual Studio Build Tools for Visual Studio 2017. The Visual Studio Build Tools is based on the same installer technology we introduced with Visual Studio 2017. Here you can see we have a workload on the left for Visual C++ build tools, which is built upon the core workload, which we call the MS Build Tools, seen on the right. The MS Build Tools provides all the stuff you need to build managed MS Build-based applications as well as native applications, minus the libraries and the compilers. When you select the Visual C++ Build Tools workload, you'll see you have additional options on the right, very similar to the Windows desktop workload, which is included with the full version of Visual Studio 2017. By default, we've included the compilers and libraries for x86 and x64 targets, as well as the core features needed to build C++ applications on top of MS Build's core stuff. Here, I've selected also MSC and ATL support for x86 and x64. In addition, if you wanted to select individual components, we know there's not too many right now, but you can also use the Individual Components tab, just like the full installer. Once you have everything you desire to install, simply hit the Install button. You'll see the product install, just like the full version of Visual Studio. Thanks for watching this introduction to the Visual Studio Build Tools. We hope that you find this new installer helpful for your build lab needs. Give it a try today and check out the latest on our blog.